Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning. You're listening to CFRA Radio, and the show is Good News in the Morning, and it's put on by Good News Christian Ministries, Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. And I don't think you could write all that information down, but here's what you do. You go on your computer, you Google Good News Christian Ministries, and you'll find all that information and more. My name's George Sinclair. I'm the pastor of Church of the Messiah in Ottawa, and it's my great privilege and honor to open up the Bible this morning with you and talk about Jesus, who he is, what he's done, and his call to you and to me to trust him as our Savior and follow him as Lord. And just before we get to the show today, I just want to say one other thing. This radio show depends on God for his provision, and sometimes God uses his people. So two things that you can really do that would be a great, great help. First, please pray for this ministry. Please pray for the speakers. Please pray for me. And secondly, if God has blessed you with some financial resources, we're completely dependent on the money that comes in for this show to stay on the air. So listen, here's the thing. Is the Christian faith a little bit like a high school graduation ceremony? Should church be like a high school graduation ceremony where we get lots of little encouraging pieces of advice about how to be successful? Or is the Christian religion sort of a more cynical type of thing and despairing? Like what should church be like, and what is the Christian faith really like? We're going to look at this question, but before we do, we're going to open the Bible and look at this question, but before we do, we're going to listen to Keith and Kristen Getty sing Nothing But the Blood.
All my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Good morning again. You're still listening to CFRA Radio, and the show is Good News in the Morning, put on by Good News Christian Ministries, and I'm still George Sinclair, pastor of Church of the Messiah here in Ottawa. And before we started our show, I posed the question, what type of faith is the Christian faith? Is it sort of like a high school graduation ceremony filled with all sorts of different advice about how to be successful and all that? And the text that we're going to look at to try to unearth that is the same text as I looked at last week, or part of the same text as what I looked at last week. And it's 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18, and here's how it goes. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18, here's how it goes. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And at first blush, it does sound a little bit like a high school graduation ceremony. Just a week or two before I taped this show, because we tape it during the week and you get to hear it on Sunday mornings, I was at my eighth child. I have nine children. My eighth child's graduation ceremony. And in fact, they had all sorts of advice. In fact, one of the pieces of advice was that we were to give thanks, to be thankful. And that was sort of a key to success, a key to having a happy life, a successful life, and to be generous. And there was a whole pile of things like that the class was encouraged to talk about. Now, I'm not going to dump on high school graduation ceremonies. But here's the question, should the church be like that? Does the Bible, when the Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances, is it telling us something like what was said in my daughter's high school graduation ceremony? Is it a means of being successful, that we should just be giving thanks and giving thanks and giving thanks? Now, it's very easy, and many, many Christians talk and act like this, and they're very, very well-meaning. But here's the big problem, okay? Here's the big problem with what I would call maybe a high school graduation ceremony approach to church and to the Christian faith and reading the Bible and living your life. The problem is Jesus. The problem is Jesus. And the reason he's a problem is because he says this, and it's in Luke chapter 18, verses 10 to 14. Luke 18, 10 to 14. And here's what he says. Two men went up into the temple to pray. one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. Now, you have to understand, if you're not familiar with the Bible, is that when we hear the word Pharisee, we hear bad guy, okay? But in Jesus' day, Pharisees were good guys. People basically liked them. They looked up to them. They admired them. They admired them for their spirituality and many other things, okay, and their knowledge and their learning. And tax collectors were terrible people. They were the people who helped the occupying Romans, the pagan occupying army that was occupying Judea. Tax collectors helped the occupiers collect money so that the soldiers that were oppressing the Jews or over the Jewish people could continue to function. Okay? So go back to the beginning of Jesus' little parable. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you." Isn't that funny? "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Now here's what Jesus says about this story. "I tell you, this man," that's the tax collector, "went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." So here's the first point. When we're thinking about this text this morning, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's our text. So here's the first thing. The Bible tells us that sometimes being thankful shows we are very far from God. Sometimes being thankful shows that we are very far from God. And obviously the Bible's not encouraging us. Jesus isn't encouraging us to be very far from God. So we have to be aware of that sometimes being thankful shows that we are very far from God. Now, here's the other thing about this text. Pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Some of you who are listening to this right now, you might be in a very, very bad state. You might be struggling with depression. You might be struggling with despair. You might be in very, very, very great pain, unrelieved pain. You might be struggling with loneliness. You might be struggling with very, very big financial issues that are just causing you a deep amount of anxiety. God knows every one of our situations, and still he chose to say, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. None of us can say God wouldn't say that if he knew what was going on in my life. God knows what's going on in your life, and still he had this part of his word written. But see, here's the thing. The text, the Bible text, is not telling me to feel anything. It's not telling me to feel a particular thing. This is really, really, really important, because many of us would say, you know, George, I go into church, they tell me I should be thankful. I go in feeling sad. I come out feeling even sadder because I don't feel thankful. You know, I'm struggling with, you know, my kids and what's happened to them, or my wife or my husband, or not having a wife or a husband, or the death of my wife or my husband, or whatever it is. And we go in and we get like a rah-rah type of Christianity about feeling thankful and, you know, and all of this, and you know, be thankful, and it just makes me more sad. But here's the thing. When the Bible says, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, the text is not telling me to feel anything. The Bible never tells us to feel a particular thing. It's not telling us to feel thankful. Okay. Now, here's the other thing, is that the Bible's not telling you. Some of us might say, George, here's the problem I have with this text. You know, I've had terrible things happen to me. Like, how can the Bible say this? How can God say this to me when I've had so many terrible things happen to me? You know, George, they make that joke about country music, you know, about how, you know, my wife left me, my dog left me, you know, my truck broke down and all that. I've had that, and I've had it in spades, you know. I've had terrible things happen to me. So here's the thing. Listen to the text again very carefully. Pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The Bible, God calls me to turn to him and give thanks in my circumstances, not for my circumstances. Okay, the text that I'm reading, it's properly translated. It's there in the original language. God calls me to turn to him and give thanks in my circumstances, not for my circumstances. Okay? That's really important to understand, is that whatever your circumstances are, whether you're right now on top of the world, whether you feel that you're at the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of the bottom, the Bible here is telling you and me to take time, if we're a follower of Jesus, to pause, to develop the habit of pausing and turning to God and give thanks, not for my circumstances, but in my circumstances. Now, there's another thing here, but as we go deeper into the text, and this is a bit of a harder thing for us to understand, but in the original language, when it says, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In the original language, the word "the" isn't there. No English version will translate it without "the" because it doesn't make any sense in English. It makes sense in the original language, but not in English. So in a sense, more literally, it would say in the original language, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And that simple little omission of the word "the" is actually very, very, very significant. Quite a few years ago when I was in another church, I had a call to go visit somebody who was in jail, a member. They had a connection to my church. They were in jail. And the wife asked me if the man's wife asked me if I would go to visit him in jail. And when I went to visit him, he was in a very, very remorseful state. He had woken up in a holding cell. And he could remember that the night before he'd started drinking. And then the next thing he remembers is he's waking up in a holding cell. And he asks the officers what he's done, and they won't tell him. And they cuff him, and they put him in a car, and they take him to the county jail. In those days, there was a county jail. And he continues to ask them what he's done. He doesn't know if he's killed somebody. Like, he doesn't know what he's done. But they're very cold, and they won't say anything to him. It's only as he's getting booked into the jail that he discovers what he's done, which is that he'd continued drinking, wrecked his car. And because he was driving, wrecked his car. When the police officers came to deal with it, he decided he was going to try to beat them up. And so he, fought them. They subdued him, put him in jail. And now here's the thing. Here's the significance of not the word "the." If the Bible text in the original language is saying that to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, in a sense it's saying that the primary thing that we have to do all of the time is to give thanks. But the Bible text here is just telling us to turn to him. Here's what the text is saying. God calls me to turn to him and speak to him, and one of the things I am to do is to give him thanks. God calls me to turn to him and speak to him, and one of the things I am to do is to give him thanks. You see, think about this young man. We want him to turn to God. We want him to turn to Jesus, and we want him to speak to Jesus. But you know what? Jesus doesn't want him just to say thank you. We want that man to say a few other things, don't we? We want him to say, God, Jesus, I'm sorry. I've done a whole pile of wrong things. I shouldn't have gotten drunk. I shouldn't have got behind the wheel. I repent of having fought that guy. I repent of what I've done to my wife and my kids. We want him to say a lot of things to God, don't we? But here's the thing about the text. When the text says, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, one of the things we want him to say is to give thanks to God. In this case, maybe it's, give thanks that he hasn't died, that give thanks that Jesus has dealt with his sin, give thanks that God is giving him another chance. It's a variety of things, but we want the text is saying that God calls me to turn to him and speak to him, and one of the things I am to do is to give him thanks. This is very, very helpful for us. If you're in lots of pain, God's not calling you to give thanks for the pain. If you're having a very, very hard time and you can't understand what's going on, maybe there's a time of trial or testing that God's putting you through that it's not your hard time isn't because you've sinned and he's maybe wanting you to call out to him to know maybe he's wanting you to go in a new direction or to become a new person or to get deeper into something and you can talk all about all of those things, but one of the things you have to do is to give thanks to him. Maybe you are where you are because of a long history of sins. Maybe you're struggling with a dying of cirrhosis of the liver. And that's because of repeated drinking over many years of hard drinking. And God's not calling you to give thanks for your hard drinking, a whole repentance and all, but there's things you can still thank him for. And that's what the text is saying. Okay, that's what the text is saying. But here's another thing about it, right? This text. Remember, the text is, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That the Bible's not talking about giving thanks in a way that's just self-congratulatory. If you go back and look at Luke 18, verses 10 to 14, verse 9 talks about that people who congratulate themselves and trust in themselves. Here's the thing which is really important for us to understand. I am not a God, spelt with a small g. I am not a God in process. I am a fallen creature. I am not a God in process. I am a fallen creature. This has far-ranging things. You know, one of the things I hear in secular society and often in the church is we have to learn to forgive ourselves. I'm probably going to get a lot of you bothered, but I'm going to tell you this, okay? I think that the Bible would tell us to never forgive ourselves. If you go and look up the Bible and look up every reference to forgive and forgiveness, you'll never see a biblical text that tells you to forgive yourself. What the Bible tells us is that we are to go and ask forgiveness for the one that we've wronged. And because every act of wrongdoing is an act against God, we have to ask him for forgiveness. But I am not a God to forgive myself, okay? What I need to do is accept maybe that God's forgiven me. I have to deal with accusation from the devil, but I am never called to forgive myself. And I'm never called to congratulate myself. That's not the way I'm to give thanks. Okay, here's the thing we have to understand is that, the Bible, because I am a creature and God is my creator, that means that in a sense what I am is I am only need, and God is never need, only give, only love. You know, to understand that I am a creature means that I am only need, and to understand that God is my creator means that he is never need, only give, only love. I have an environment I depend upon the air to breathe. I depend upon all the physical processes in my body to work right. I depend upon the planet to spin at a certain rate and at a certain angle. I depend upon the planet being a certain distance from the sun and traveling at a certain speed. And I depend upon the synapses to fire in my brain correctly and for the chemicals to be balanced a certain way in my brain. And I am completely and utterly always in need. That's who I am. I am only need. And God has no environment. He is never need, only give, only love. And here's the thing. I am not then, not only am I not a God in process, I am a fallen creature. And the mystery is that the Bible says that Jesus died for us, that he died on the cross for us, that he died to make us his, that God is the one who sanctifies us, that we can't ever do anything about that. You know, if God, here's the tragedy in the Bible, that I am on one hand completely dependent upon God and I'm also completely estranged from God. The Bible teaches that I am completely dependent upon God and I am completely estranged from God. The very, very same God who sustains the planet in its courses and sustains the physical processes in my body and sustains my mind to work is the very same mind that says to God, I don't need you, I don't want you, I turn from you, I don't believe you exist. How dare you tell me what to do? And God maintains me at every moment, and yet while he maintains me, I completely and utterly ignore him. And that's the great tragedy of the Bible. And if I am only need and God is never need, only give, only love, then we need to understand that what Jesus does for us on the cross, God has to do everything for us to be reconciled to him. And he does everything for us with nothing left over in the death of his son upon the cross for you and for me. God does this, and I am only need. I can never be a self-made man. I can never think that my actions somehow add to my being more accepted by God or anything like that. I need to understand God, if I am only need and God is never need, only give, only love, then only God has to do everything required for me to be reconciled to him, or nothing will work. So what the Bible's telling us for when it says, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It's telling us to pause in our circumstances to dwell on the greatness of the living God and his glory, and to dwell on Jesus and him crucified, and then speak to him. And out of all the things that we say to him, some of the things are, give thanks, give thanks. And that's what the Bible is calling us to do. In every situation we find her in, to develop the habit of being in every situation, to turn to God, to dwell on his greatness and his glory, and to dwell on Jesus Christ crucified, dwell on what Jesus has done to us. And then we might have to ask for his wisdom, we might have to repent, we might have to ask for direction, we might have to ask for guidance, we might have to ask for patience, but amongst all the things that we ask, one of the things that we are to do is to give thanks for God, to God for who he is, and for what Jesus has done for us on the cross. Let's pray. Father, turn our hearts to Jesus, turn our hearts to trust in him, make us disciples gripped by the gospel, living for your glory. Friends, we're going to go our way as Christ's, hopefully as Christ's friends. We're going to hear George Beverly Shea sing, I'd Rather Have Jesus. Just remember, the show is Good News in the Morning, and Google us to find out more about us. And my name's George Sinclair, pastor, Church of the Messiah, Ottawa.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 5.